even first look at the discourse in Vedana Samyutta. This discourse is named as should be seen. Because there are these three feelings. What three? Pleasant feeling, painful feeling, neither painful nor pleasant feeling. Pleasant feeling because should be seen as painful. The pleasurable one, Buddha is asking us to see it as painful. Painful feeling should be seen as a dart. Dart, and it is, you can see it is something which into your body, or you can consider it something in your blood. It's a poison arrow or something. It's actually better first if it has a poison arrow. That's what we are going to look at later on. Neither painful nor pleasant feeling should be seen as impermanent. So the neutral one is impermanent. When because a bhikkhu has seen pleasant feeling as painful feeling as a dart, and neither painful nor pleasant feeling as impermanent, he is called a bhikkhu who sees rightly. He has cut off craving, severed the fetters, and by completely breaking through conceit, he has made an end to suffering. If someone understands these three feelings in this way, well, he is an arahant. And the Buddha then gave a gatha, one who has seen the pleasant as painful, and the painful as a dart, seen as impermanent, the peaceful feeling, the neither painful nor pleasant, he is a bhikkhu who sees rightly, one who fully understands feeling. Having fully understood feelings, he is taintless in this very life. Standing in Dhamma, with the body's breakup, the knowledge master cannot be reckoned. He won't be going to any other birth. So it's a very short discourse. So what you need to get into your mind is that these three feelings, how to perceive them? You perceive the pleasurable one as a painful one. So as soon as there is pleasure, one would think that it is painful. And then the painful one as a dart. And the neither pleasurable nor non-pleasurable one as impermanent. One has to remember these three. So what Buddha said by that pleasurable feeling as pain. So first we look at what it means by that one. You see, there are four nutriments. The physical nutriment and contact as a nutriment and the mental volition and the consciousness. Those are the four nutriments. So first physical nutriment, or kavalikara ahara in Pali. So because of the nutriment, there is this perversion that there is fear in the foul. So when you say physical nutriment, it is that the thing that we eat, the food, you can see normally people say that this food is really good and nice. But if you leave that on your table for 7 days, you can say how it is, stinky. And you will put it into the bin. You may not even keep it inside the house. And again, you can see this physical food, when you take into your body, well, you get the taste over here, from here to here. After that, there is no taste. Alright? And inside it, you can see, if you vomit, you can see the real nature of that. Your whole, your eye reject it, ear reject it, nose reject it, tongue reject it, your body reject it, you don't touch it. But it's inside over here and it runs through the body. So, again, we got it wrong. We were saying the food is nice and so on, but you can see the disgusting nature of that one. In the morning, you can see how disgusting it is. So, that's one understand. So, you can see that we all are made of this food, whether the animal, humans, you know, living creatures, they're made of this food. And what is inside their body, they are all the same. You have hair of the body, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, you know, pus, blood, urine, excrement, all those things, bad things are there. So you can see this is our meditation, previous meditation, is the 32 parts of the body, then you can see it's a disgusting nature. But when you see someone, you say, ah, it's a beautiful person, a fair, and, you know, sort of thing, right? So that is what is called this perversion. You see it wrongly. In the same way that hair in your head, you know, might think that it is beautiful, a beautiful hair, and if you see on the plate, yeah, it's disgusting, and remove it. So you can see this perception. So one of them are right. So you have to pick up which one is right. So this is the perversion. Perversion that there is fair in the foul. When you have this, then this clinging to sensual desire come to your eyes. It's kama upadana in pali. And because of that one, the bond of sensual desire. So the bond of sensual desire means this kama yoga in pali. That means that you are happy to live in this life. You are happy to go to work, earn money, stay there, do hard work, just to get some money to have that food. That's what we do. The beggar would do the same thing. He would do without doing that sort of a job, but, you know, other people are thinking, oh, okay, I will have this food, I will go in such and such a car, I will buy these things from such and such a supermarket, I will bring it home. And put it on a such and, cook it on a such and such a, you know, oven, grill, or the, you know, the hot plate or whatever. And I sit down on a such and such a table. So, we have made up all those things. Beggar would think, I will go and have some food and I will eat somehow. So, you see, there's no difference in this case in terms of this food thing. So, all are happy to live in this world. In this way, because of this physical nutriment. These are all linked to each other. And normally people don't think that it is so. They think, oh, it's not the food. It is the food. Buddha even counted how many meals that you are actually eating when you are living. I think it's 72,000 or something, if you live 100 years or something. So, then there is this bodhicitta of covetousness. For this thing, I am happy to work and live this way. So I am bound to that one. And like a rope, you know. Then the taint of sensual desire, because we are not letting that bodhicitta of covetousness go away. And there is taint of sensual desire. And then there is this flood of sensual desire, because this is actually becoming bigger and bigger. And then the bag of lust come to arise. It's called raga sal. This is what Buddha was actually telling, that consider this one as a dart. This is sometimes translated as dart. The bag of lust is the dart. The dart is, Buddha said, sal in Pali. This is the raga sal, the bag of lust. And when this bark of lust occurs, there is this form as a steadying point for consciousness passing on. What does that mean? That means that when I have the lust, I get hold of the object that give rise to this lust. So in this case, you can say physical nutriment. That physical nutriment means either food or another person's body. Could be child or anyone, because if you think your body is a physical nutriment. If you look at a chicken, you can see it's my physical nutriment. One would think that. And if you give your body to a crocodile, it will eat it happily. So you are yourself is a physical nutriment. So this physical nutriment give rise to this lust, the bab of lust. And therefore, my consciousness now go and hold to that particular form. The physical nutriment is some kind of a form. So this one, form as steadying point for consciousness passing on. This vijnana titi is the Pali word. That means my mind go and hold into that one and remain in that one. That is the standing point for the consciousness at that time. And then you are happy to go in through a bad way through will. That means you will be bored. That this chanda agati is this thing. and you are going to be born because of that one, the birth occurs. So you can see, write down if you have a pen at the end, or you can remember, the going bad way through will result in birth. And also another one, that birth, when you have the birth, what will happen with the birth? Then we are subject to aging. And when you have the aging, we are subject to sickness. When you have sickness, then we are subject to death. Birth, aging, sickness, death. And after death, there is a pain. So the pain is the next one you need to write down over there. So in the first column, that the physical nutriment in that column, there are two things happening. Birth and then the pain. Because the sickness is going to the second one, second direction. And then for the third direction, it's going to be this, the sickness. The aging is going to the second direction, and the sickness is going to the third direction at the end, and then the death will be the fourth direction, and after the death, there will be pain. So you can see in the first column, you get the birth and pain. There is another one we will not discuss yet. So now you can see physical nutriment, we were saying it's yummy food and all those things. What it ended up with? Ended up with pain. Why am I having a pain? Birth, aging, sickness, death, and after death, if you are lucky, you are in actually mind-made body. You have a mind-made body when you die, pass away. If you are unfortunate, you go to hell straight away. You can't, don't talk about mind-made body. If you are unlucky, then you are going to the animal womb. We don't talk about mind-made body over there. But human beings, the fortunate ones, they live. They live with a mind-made body. You can go here and there. But when you have this, let's say you pass away from your loved family, and then you come back because you haven't got a place. They got a place to live. You don't have a place to live. You are sometimes on trees and going here and there. You can even go for the Brahma world, but there's no footing for you to there unless you have developed this dhyana concentration. So you are back over here where I used to be, you know. And when you come back, you can see the other people are eating. Oh, I haven't got a body to eat because your body is mind-made body. You have a very light body, like made from glass or so type thing. You know, there's a glare in that thing. And so you see, they are eating, you can't eat. You see, if you are a person who used to live with rice and curry, for example, and let's say you go on a trip and you don't get rice and curry for 7 days, and you were eating something else, and then after coming back, you are so desperate to eat the rice and curry. Because you used to eat that. That's your nature. If you used to eat bread, if you don't have bread for 7 days, and then you can see the trouble. Likewise, you have a body. You used to live with this kind of a body for a long time. And as soon as you don't have this kind of body, you get trouble. You are in a big trouble. Because of not having that one. Because you see the others are doing this. I don't. They have a house. I don't. They have a body to eat. I don't. So this one actually troubled your mind. Actually your body, the mind-made body. It is troubled that mind-made body. So you can see that is the pain. Now would you think that particular pain is shared each and every day that we have? If you divide, if you say that amount of pain is 100, if you live for 100 years, you divide that 100 by, you know, this 100, you can see each year you got 1, 2, 3, 4, you are actually close to to death, you can see it's more and more. Right? You see the idea? So, that diagram, the previous speak discussion, it also speaks the same thing, because that aging, always it is coming back to aging. You go through the aging, sickness, you know, that process, because you see, my mom is sick, my dad is sick, you know, then you are thinking, oh, why am I going to be like that? I'll be going to be. So it touches all the time. There is a content. And my grandmother died. Okay, I will be. You know, it, always that pain is there, but you are forgetting it. There is this one. So you can see that's why Buddha said, to consider the pleasurable feeling as a pain. The food now become the pain. The body that you used to have, that became the pain. So now you can see, so from the first one we got two things, that is the birth and the pain. Remember those two. And then the when this one happened, there is another thing you need to remember. You need to remember at that time, when I see the physical nutriment, whether the nice, beautiful person, or the food, or the sound, or whatever thing it is, you can see at that particular time, to my mind, there is something wedging into my mind. What is it? It is actually the form as a fair dart, the form, the nutriment form, as a fair dart wedge into my mind. What is that dart? That is actually the foulness. The dart of foulness is wedge into my mind as fair. So it's in my blood now. That's what the second one says. Perversion, that there is fair in the foul. When that one happens, it is in my blood as a dart, you can't take it out. Next time...
I have a question. What is perversion?
Perversion is that it's like a topsy-turvy thing, that you actually perceive something as something bad, but you perceive it as a good. For example, here, on our head, one would perceive that this is beautiful. But if you take that hair on a plate that you are eating, you actually throw it out. This is disgusting. So if I say the hair is good over here, that perception that I see that hair on the plate, you can see it is disgusting nature. It's a repulsive nature. It is a repulsive nature. But it's a perversion in the sense that I got it wrong. I got it wrong in my hair over here. I got it, that one as a big thing.
It's a deception.
Yes, it's a deception. So it's actually, there are three things happening over here. There are three things. One thing, I get the perception wrong. And then I get the thought wrong. And the third one, I get the view wrong. Because of my perception that is wrong, that it is fair while it's foul, and I sort of know about that particular object, whether the food or another person or something. So there is this chitta, you know, that this thought arises. So that's another perversion. And with that thought, I get another view that this is fair while it is foul. It's like the person who is eating durian. Durian is smelly. People don't like durian. And the person who is actually eating it, he tolerates that one. So that he got the view that this is okay. So there are three things. Because when it comes to view, it's grown up quite a lot. And you tolerate it. Same thing about the food. We eat this food. If you talk to divine beings, they say these are disgusting things. Not to be seen, eaten or anything like that. It's the same thing. A pig would eat excrement. And a man with a good eyesight looking at it, say, what is this pig is doing? Eating this disgusting thing, right? And that's what they are telling you. to us as well. That we are eating something like that. And if you think about broccoli or something, it's just a part of a tree. Like we are using wood pieces. But you are saying it's really good, it's yummy, tasty, like that. So you can see that there's a perversion over there in the getting it wrongly. So that good thing, what we are talking about, now you can say it led to the pain. So the pleasurable feeling got to be perceived as pain. And you can see, and the displeasure feeling has to be perceived as a dart. Why it is dart?
That's the starting point to the last one, pain. In the second phase, second direction,
the...
You ended up with pain, and you are starting with pain in the second.
That's right. You are starting from the pain, from the first one, ending the pain. That pain is the one that you get contacted all the time. You see, that pain is contacted by the contact as nutriment means, this is the pain that I contact, that is what I actually get. But now I actually say, the perversion that there is pleasure in the painful. Although it is painful, I am saying it is pleasurable. This is good. What was touching your mind was the pain that was arising from the physical nutriment at the end of the physical nutriment. So, would you get a pleasure out of a pain? If you perceive a pain, would you get pleasure? You never get pleasure. So this is the wrong thing. Only the RN see this one. The other people think that this is fine, this is good.
Reflecting on the impermanent nature of pain gives rise to pleasure.
That is different. That is that if you perceive that if you contemplate about the impermanent nature of that pain, then you get a pleasure. So that's what I said in the meditation, that you need to pursue contemplation about the pain in two different ways. The first one is that if you think about this physical nutriment and things like that, because you are clinging to that one, then therefore you get the pain. But if you think about the pain is impermanent, then you are going to in the spiritual world. So that's the bhujanga. Seven factors of enlightenment come to arise. So therefore you get the pleasure and so on. So that is to the path to the Nibbana. So here we are talking about this, the bad one, because this person is clinging all the time to these things. We will probably cover the two of them today. Now, you think when I have a contact, it is actually the painful contact that I have, but I normally see contacts, right? So I get these pleasurable things that I normally perceive myself as pleasurable, another beautiful person or beautiful food that I have eaten before. So, but then I get the perversion that there is pleasure in the painful. The actuality was discussed a little while ago, but I get this thing as painful. And because of that one, I get the virtue and duty clinging. It's called silabhata upadana. That, you see that I'm at this particular point, I am thinking, okay, it is good now. You know that I am eating. This food is yummy. That's what I am thinking. This is pleasurable and so on. And then I look back and I can see all my family is all there. They are fine. They are happy. I got a job and that's good. My car is working. My house is not fallen. It is working and so on. So I hold the future at that time. I'm holding to the future because I don't see my body is dying and I'm not thinking about my body is dying. I'm thinking everybody is happy. Pleasure. So because of that, I hold the future. I'm happy to hold the future. It is good now. Therefore tomorrow it will be good. I will get this sort of food. Day after I will get this sort of food. My job will remain. My car will work. All those things are there. And then maybe you are going home, some sort of a car, and then you see somebody with a, you know, nice big car or something. And then you would think, how come he got that one? Well, then you see that by doing this virtue, abiding by virtue, practicing, you know, that the virtue part has got so many things in it. In the sense, that's your training to become engineer, doctor, and all those things also becoming your practice towards that one. Mm-hmm. And Buddha is talking about the biggest one here. Biggest one is that you see a king or the divine being, they are living in a happy world. How do they go into that divine world? Well, then you hear from a monk or someone, well, they have done this virtue. You know, they got this virtue, they practice this virtue, and they do this almsgiving and all those things, so they are good. So I want that one. So I have the clinging to that one. So basically understand this one as having been pleasurable now, I hold the future. That's what it is. Hmm? So then the bond of existence, for that, to be born in the divine world, I'm happy to continue on this, my virtue practices or whatever thing it is. Hmm? And then the body tie of ill will occur. So that's the part that we have to be careful. Why am I getting angry? Vyapada kaya grantha. Why am I getting angry? Everything is good now, right? Well, all of a sudden tsunami comes in, or the earthquake comes in. Your husband die, your wife die, your children will die, your house get collapsed, storms and all those things. My car broke down, then I am angry. I thought this world is very good, is pleasurable. Now it's not so, so I am angry. Every pleasure will lead to that one. Every pleasurable feeling will lead to this ill will at the end. That taint of existence. I am happy to, although I get the ill will over here, by the time I get the ill will, what I'm saying, I want that, but I got this. I don't want this one, I want that. So I'm always pulling and pushing. This is I'm pushing, I'm pulling what I want. And what you actually want is the birth. That's the funny thing. What you want is the birth. Everybody likes these babies, isn't it? Why would everybody like babies? You like the skin? Or what? Everybody likes that. Because that's what we like. We like the birth in that sense. What we don't like is aging. That will occur as part of this one. Hmm? The taint of existence and the blood of existence. And then the barb of hate. At that time, there is this barb of hate because I don't like this aging. I don't like this sickness. I don't like these things. I don't like the changing of this thing. My house is falling. I don't like it. You know, like that one. So there is this hate. Barb of hate occur. So that is again, is the salla. You can see the Pali word is salla. Salla is dart. So the Buddha's discourse, again we talk about the dart here. And when you have this dart, at that particular time, you can see our mind get hold of the feeling, you know, the contact. Because of contact, I get the feeling. Now, my mind will get hold into that particular feeling. I'm holding into the pleasurable feeling that I thought it is pleasurable. I perceive it as pleasurable. Now, my mind is going back to that one. I'm demanding, I want that feeling, and my consciousness will establish upon that feeling. In the previous case, consciousness will get established upon the form. Now here, my starting point is the feeling. And at that particular time, you can see another thing coming into my body, wedging into my body. What is it? It is actually a dart. Actually, it is painful. A painful dart will wedge into my mind as pleasurable. The poison is there as a poison arrow. The poison is actually, I'm thinking it is pleasurable, but the pain is the one that is getting into my body. Because from the first part, you can see there was this pain. And pain was the one that I am contacting all the time. What else I can get? I can get the pain out of pain, otherwise I don't get the pleasure over here. And then I'm going bad way through hate. That's dosa gati gamanam. So at the end of this one, you can write down, is actually aging is the result. And then the domanasa is either you can say sadness, or you can say it's a displeasure. The both the same, sadness and displeasure. So you get only two things. We are going to talk about two things. Actually, there are three things will occur, but we talk about only two things. That is aging and displeasure. So you can see why Buddha is now talking about consider the pleasurable feeling as painful, because of this is what is happening at the end. Because you get with the physical nutriment, you get the birth and then aging, sickness, death, and back to pain. That's what's happened. So that pain is persisting each and every time. And part of it, you know, we know how to go around it and, you know, well, I will go for, since I am painful, I will go for pleasure. That's what they do. For example, somebody's wife died and then he was asking me in that funeral, what do I do? He was walking here and there. He was, what do I do? Shall I play music? To get out of the pain, we'll play the music. So that's what normal beings do, because they think that this is the way to do that one. And then if you do the pleasure one, you know, go for music, then you go through the first path again, that will increase further and further. It won't reduce it, remove it. That's right. Yeah. They never get out of it. It's just they think it is. Yeah. And there's a discourse about it as well. Buddha said, what will happen to him when you do that? So probably we will discuss the next part next week. Just support to them.